testing of purity alone, for the protection of virtue. So be it, and heed well my words, for it will come to pass, and it will come to pass in your time upon this place. You are dwelling in the beginnings of the final age of Kali. And let us look at another view from the mountain and remember what he said, my son, as he gave forth the truth of it. And he spoke unto the people who would listen unto the words of that truth. But then, as now, few listened, and fewer heeded his speech. But he said, take heed that no one lead you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will lead many, many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. But don't be alarmed, for these must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine and earthquakes and pestilences in various places, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this and all during it, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you and put you to death for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Even you will be delivered up by parents and brothers and kinsmen and friends. This will be a time for you to bear testimony. And the word must first be taught to all nations. And many false prophets will arise and lead the many astray. And because wickedness is multiplied, most men's love will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up where it ought not to be, then flee. Flee to the mountains, for these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas for those who are with child, and for those who give suck in those days, for great distress shall be upon the earth. There will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation, which God created until now, and never would be. And if the Lord had not shortened the days, no living thing would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days would be shortened. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even you of the elect. Do not believe them. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and in the stars. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and upon the earth distress of nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world, for the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then they will see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn, and they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and with great glory. And he will send out the angels, and he will gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Now when these things began to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. When you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Look up and listen. Hear and see. Know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation which sees these signs will not pass away till all has taken place. And you, dear ones, are that generation. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And a day comes upon you suddenly like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. All will pass through this. But keep watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place. For if you ask for this strength, so shall it be given. And then ye must ask to stand before the Son of Man. For ye will stand before the Son of Man for evaluation. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, right until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and swept them away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Dharma, we're going to look at these prophecies very carefully as we move along, that man might have his perspective focused on the truth of it. It is only in the eating that the pudding can be tested. And we will have to bring this now to a close, just as Atan closed off that portion. And he said unto Dharma that day, you will go now, little sparrow, for we still have great work to do before you can take of your time in vacation and recreation. 'Tis for this you have come, you and my beloved and faithful company of daring bringers of light and truth unto mankind. Yes, you shall be given the strength and persistence of that fourth virtue. Wawa. Santanka, fortitude, little chilas, for it is your mission, and so be it, and I hold you close within my wings of sunlight, for I am that ye might be. May the blessings of the words rest gently about you as a cloak which I offer unto you for your shielding. Ye are blessed. Ye are blessed. Adonai. Come walk with me. Take my hand. Put your hand in the hands of the one who has come before and knows the way. For the hosts are sent in preparation against that day, and ye of the crew who serve with him shall not perish, but have everlasting life in that which is.
Do we have a list of the projects? Anyone at the break, would someone see if you can get them? I'm sorry to make you sit through all of that. Every now and then you ones need to catch up in what you are about. You can catch up on the Illuminati ad nauseum. We wrote about it ad nauseum yesterday. And you can catch up on these other things. But you need to know, as we move into actually what are the final stages of this time of Kali or chaos, where the confusion will just become more and more oppressive to you. It's time that we lift our eyes unto the mountains from whence cometh our answers. We have building to do. We have great and wondrous things to accomplish. There's going to be a remnant, make it through, and it's going to be radiant, and it's going to be glorious, and it's going to be exciting. It means that you have to listen every now and then while ones are brought up into some kind of balance. You ones work such long hours without rest. I have to remind you that when you put your head to the pillow, you go to work. If parents didn't immediately drum these wondrous happenings out of the minds of their children, let them tell you what they did last night. Let them share with you what they did last night and see if any one of you can match it in reality. That's when we do our work, because that's who you are. You are not that body's reflection. You are that soul sent back as a volunteer, committed to a mission to this planet and to your brothers. And those brothers are going to have to make their own conclusion and their own choices, but ours is already made. And losing is not among the options. So please, let us have a break, and when we come back, we'll talk of these things. Those of you who are too weary, we will not be offended if you choose to depart. I want ones to be comfortable. Just leave her alone, if you would, please. I need to allow her a little rest. Thank you. Maybe you'll keep tabs on the time, Oberly, and let's just take 15 or 20 minutes or so. Whatever's convenient and comfortable.
Commander, we're back on the air.
Very good. I don't know how we're ever going to get it arranged so that we can have enough time to visit. I guess we just keep going, and we keep going, and we keep going. And we work in what we can otherwise. I'm not here to try to fool you or give you great sensationalism. All of you know me well enough now to know, however, that I will not lie to you. And every time we meet, it seems it gets more and more and more serious, the things coming down on your place, hidden and yet right under your noses. Organized chaos, two mutually exclusive terms, handled masterfully by the adversary and the elite cartels. ones as you come into consideration of things that we say, anything from speaking on the subject of who and what is God, and projection of God and manifestation into this play of experience, to who is major player in the elite cartel. Let's talk about FEMA just a second as an example. And I mention one who heads FEMA and no one's heard of him. Well, it doesn't matter. A man by the name of Wallace Speckney, nobody's heard of. But he's a direct, absolute direct public puppet of the puppet master Kissinger and Brzezinski. Does that tell you something? Not only do you have a situation of the politicians that you know being run by this group, but you have ones put into the slots where you don't even realize the power of the organization itself, much less having ever heard of the director. That is intentional so that it can be that the director is directed without any quarrel, coming right out of the very wasp nest itself. You have to realize again that Kissinger is the one who structured the visit of Gorbachev. Gorbachev hasn't changed, Soviet Union hasn't changed, and communism as they practice it through the atheistic regime has not changed. They plan to run the world. And it's all done through the movement called Zionism, because that more nearly fools all of you all of the time. If you would witness Pat Robertson on places like Larry King as he talks about the UPI and his probable buying of it, you have to read between those lines. Why is he on Larry King? Why is this being projected on Larry King? Why was it that the very mention or idea of running Ross Perot was thrust forth on Larry King? Ross Perot is a brother, friend, close like this with Rockefeller. He is a direct Rockefeller man. Does this mean that this man knows? It doesn't matter, and I don't want to get into replications, etc. Doesn't matter, do you see? What you see is what you get. And it doesn't matter whether they are programmed or not programmed. They fall into the trap of being the tools, so that the ones who get in are the most dangerous ones because they have the power. The idea of putting Gorbachev into the head of the United Nations keeps being mentioned as a way to pay him for his services unto this world by giving you all this wonderful peace. I haven't seen any of it. All I've seen is death and bloodshed and hunger and man against man and the downfall right down through the Illuminati guidelines, the protocols, as it infiltrated and became integrated with the Master Freemasonry movement. I repeat, does that mean the local Mason is a bad man? The local Mason hasn't the vaguest idea any more than you did. What's structured? What's set up? It's a game. It's a social club. But But at those higher levels of experience, it's very, very real. You wonder why Bush would refuse our own offer. If he would come forth, we would bring him into safety. This was a meeting at Camp David, photographed and shown. And he refused. He could not believe that this coalition of which he was a part would actually do him in. He really was convinced he had that much power. This is one of the most staid representatives of the Skull and Bones Society of Yale, in which they literally, as part of the initiation, bring a cadaver into the room, and part of the initiation is to stab it, calling it Jesus the Christ. It is a ritual. They thought it funny, Prescott, to go off and steal the head, the skull of Geronimo. These are the kind of evil games and tricksters that run your world. Is George Bush an evil man? Yes. Does he understand his evilness? I can't answer that. I'm not God and I don't judge. I say he's evil. Why do I pronounce that piece of discernment? Because evil is any action, anything thrust against any other that pulls them from their direct path unto lighted God source. And this is a deliberate assault. Do I dislike one energy personality, George Bush? I love George Bush. More than that, this entity that represents him is going to do us great favor. And I appreciate it. That doesn't mean that I honor him for that which he does. It means that I have no right to judge. But I do have right to discern. I not only have right to discern, I have obligation and responsibility to discern and judge actions. Now, at the break, George is here. I've asked him to share some things because you have to know that what is going on right now at Nellis Field outside Las Vegas and what is orchestrated and going on within the city is heinous. You don't have tanks over there for nothing. But you've got tanks now unloaded in many places, and they do expect an uprising in Las Vegas. You see, in your Los Angeles, those armored vehicles, I think you called them Hummers or Hummies or Humbies or something cute, are still around. You still have soldiers stationed there. They're getting ready to unload some aliens on you, and they've got them. They've got them at Nellis. They've even got some real genuine ones there. They have two there that just recently have shown quite a lot of improvement. You ones from 1987 will be glad to hear. There's a lot of negotiation going on because God will not compromise. And you will not be considered as hostage. If they wish to pursue the issue, we will intervene. This does not mean that we will intervene in the actions. We will intervene in your security. And when I say your, I am speaking to my people. You're going to end up having to be at alert. No wild parties. You need to be at your best. I cannot project how it will come out. You must be prepared to expect anything, any day. You can tell from the way the elections and the campaigns are going that an election in November has nothing to do with anything. This is almost enough to assure you, if you didn't know anything else, that there is some major, major occurrence expected between now and November. George has also said that one came up to him in Las Vegas at a break from MIT. And also confirmed the photon belt and its existence. And also said that it was a forbidden subject. I have to remind you about George Bush. He took all of those oaths. And when you move into the Illuminati, of which the Skull and Bones is a major United States fragment, the oath is taken amongst the brothers in the order. And if one discloses the secrets within that order, he is marked for death. And a brother will do it. You think I speak silliness? I sound like I'm on a satanic kick? No. It's happened in Rome. It's happened under a bridge in London. You're a dead man by the time you get to those levels of power where you can make a difference in the way the world comes under control. You're going to keep your mouth shut. It's perfectly fine to lie. You can watch it in any congressional hearing. They evade answering every way they can because that is a mark of the adversary. This is a clue. In truth, one's answer. If you ask me, am I of the light, I immediately say yes. And then we talk. Ask George Bush. He'll give you 13 hours. And then he'll say, of course I am. No. Not so. And it's up to you. And the game gets more and more cleverly played. But we have a lot to do. A lot of ground to be covered. And it requires that you ones have a great deal of faith also in what will be unfolded. You cannot wait to have. You have to make plans. And once you have made plans, you will bring them to fruition. That's the guarantee. That's the promise. But if you wait and you make no plans and you can't even consider the possibilities until there is everything you perceive you need, you're not going to make it. For years, Oberle's had a list. We updated it without even knowing a flipping thing about anybody called Hatton. These ones ended up out here, still shaking their head. What in the world happened to me? that's going to be repeated for all of you. Why are you here? And it becomes as far-fetched as anything you can dream in your wildest imaginations. Spacemen, God, God right here with little old me. I have a purpose. Well, why not you? Who else are you going to dump it on? Haven't you dumped enough on your children?
We're ready for tape number 4.
I think it's Bosnia-Herzegovina or something like that. I'm sorry for you children having to learn all this. Not only, you know, is it hard to pronounce, it's absolutely stupid. But what a time to live. What a time to live. We're going to need to move a little more rapidly even than I had hoped to get some separation here and maybe be able to get some other operations going in Nevada. It would be nice to do it while there still is a Nevada, wouldn't there? But you see, they don't want to wipe out yet. They're building up and building up. And they were really afraid of great, great upheaval. You can't believe what they will go to arrange to botch any kind of valid patriot truth coming out. It's not an accident that you would have this kind of a concert in the city at the same time you had this particular roster of speakers. You'll have to face the fact that they put Perot into the running to disallow any possibility of Greitz becoming president. That's how far they will go. It doesn't seem to you that they would be even considering these things. That why little old you? Why little old Bo? Because you are their death. Because you've uncovered their lies. And they also know that they have no other approach to you. As long as you ask for protection, you will get it, and they will not tamper with you. You have to understand, however, that what you may feel about Joe next to you, be it husband, lover, friend, stranger, there will be many transitions taking place, and what you think about it has nothing to do with it. You don't know the contract or the commitment of anyone else. Because most often that one consciously doesn't know his own commitment. Or you would spoil the play. So you're going to have to go through these next days, sometimes not understanding at all why a thing would be. And allowing it to unfold in its rightful way, knowing that there is a purpose and the sorting is going on and the choices are being made, and we cannot and will not utilize coercion or force. We can only offer. So some things need to be prodded along. That means I have to continue my own work and my own silent arranging, if you will. Because everything that we do has to make its way through the mud and the mire on your place. Because, for instance, if I just showered down on you $1 billion, wouldn't that be neat? Forget it. It would not be neat. You would be closed down instantly. Everything has to be arranged to come in a logical, reasonable order that can be dealt with and can be handled from this end through logical, business, reasoning, resource. You have to have a project in response to the allowance of the flow. So there's lots of work to be done. We work into the night. And I believe that for the reaping of the benefits that will come from all of this, all ones are willing to do that. I have no complaints, not even from Dorma for very long. She'll say, well, how about an hour? Well, how about an hour tomorrow? You know, it's like the diet, tomorrow is fine. But guess what? Around here, Tuesday morning is tomorrow. So the piper is always there waiting for his payment. And just always reminding, just nudging. And I want you to enjoy what you're doing. And I believe that you will be able to see, as we talk about some of these projects in a minute, that most of them can be duplicated in a very business way, pull the focus off of the place where we must work, and we'll all live happily ever after. How about that? The divine plan is a great plan. And the nice part of it is we always are on the winning side, even when the odds are against us. And if we hold that goal, there's never a question about it. And this is why you will find that the children are restless. They know it. And they're having to wait while all of you wake up. And some ones came and had to precipitate the awakening of even the ones of you who now see. So we honor all. We honor all. We honor our deadliest enemy because he makes us shrewd. He requires we know what we're doing. And every now and then you get the feeling because you can see it at work. And you can see the pieces beginning to fit together from the years that you didn't understand what it was you must be doing. And it comes in the most unlikely presentation. Well, one more time of having to struggle through another couple of days. Say to get Lee, who's 80 years old, up here from Alabama. Oh, that is a trial. That is a testing. And you don't know how many people are touched by that. Not to mention that little soul, abused and forgotten. God doesn't forget. He responds. George, share with us, please. Let's hear what went on at the meeting, and let's kind of have a meeting here. Get the.
Thank you, Commander. Got it. At the meeting we had, according to the information we had, about 3,000 people that went through the procession. We were against another group that had 90,000. Next time we'll get the 90. They can have the 3. Some of the things that we observed, everybody within that came to the meeting, the Patriot group, were all aware in some way, coming from different directions, coming back to the same source, though, that we all have to unite and work together regardless what happened. The television in Las Vegas was kind of interesting because they had two gangs that were supposed to be on TV from the east side and the west side of town talking about the war, the gang wars that are going to occur or have been occurring in Las Vegas. The other thing, we looked out the hotel window and there was 13 flat cars of tanks on them. This morning they've unloaded them. They're sitting in the field right in the middle of town, just about a block away from the Main Street Hotel where we were. You saw them. The people.
Do they have markings on them?
No, there are no markings whatsoever. They're all camouflage.
Isn't that interesting? You don't even know whose tanks they are, do you?
No, but we had another man from the National Guard. He said, did you notice that the stars are no longer on the license plate? It's an upside down V. And he said, what does that mean? I don't know, but just. That was something that they brought up. They were, everybody was concerned because they feel something in the air. And of course,
they're not your tanks.
What? Oh, and of course, our detour this morning, we were on the way to come back here, and they stopped I-15, and there was 26 miles of cars, according to what they said. Two trucks had overturned, supposedly, with toxic waste of some kind on the highways. So we made a detour down to Needles, Arizona, or Needles.
Did you have a warm ride?
It was a long, 102 degrees down there, just so you know. It's very hot. And they had, it was going to be over a little bit more. It was just a continuous trip. It's been a long day, at any rate. But the mood of everybody and the support we had was, it was real encouraging. Some people, like Lindsay Williams, was not quite ready for our ETs, but he said he's a Baptist minister. But he was willing to reread his book again, he says. He's really kind of frustrated with what was said. Anyway, we did have, there are people here that did attend the meeting, and I think that we did have a good audience, and we wish to thank you that did attend and come over and help us.
Get her near a microphone, and that's it. The rest of us can go.
Now we fight over it, but gently. Lindsay Williams, who was the moderator, the introducer of all the presenters, he's a wonderful man. I really admire him and his work. And I don't even hold it against him that he's a Baptist minister. He's just a delightful person. And anyway, he said, we were the very first ones on the very first day at 1:30, and that's kind of the worst slot because we were the new guys on the block. Everybody else has spoken. Well, that whole place was filled. There were 600 chairs for the first day, which he said was a record for them. They've done this, he's done it for 4 years. That's four of those seminars per year. And this is the first time that they filled it up the first time. So we did have a lot of support the first day. So that was nice. And
actually, the comment was that we kind of set the tone for the rest of the seminar.
Well, it's hard. Remember, these people have been searching and searching for truth, too. And they have found it. It is only just a little bit colored, a little bit off of its right path. You know, when we talk about rapture, we have to understand something, that basically a liftoff into spacecraft or wherever is fundamentally the same meaning. It's going off into security. And you're talking about a Christ who says, except by me or through me shall ye come into the kingdom of my Father. Absolutely right on. The only place, and you see, the adversary has to give you some erroneous information, but he gives you a lot of good information. And how would these ones who are so filled with this wonderful Spirit of God react to this confusing information? They're going to come into some kind of balance with it, just as they'll interpret, just as any minister gets up to speak. He is going to read you a verse, and then he's going to speak on that probably for the next hour. Well, depending on how long his television program is. But you're going to find that a lot of these ones that would have been denouncing extraterrestrials, we've made contact with them. Don't kid yourself. We've made contact with them. And they're going to one morning wake up and say, oh my God, that's what that was. And as truth is unfolded, and they can have time to look at it reasonably, they're not going to find any exception. Let us take Ed Cleary, for instance, having been 35 years a priest. Or Larry, having taught ministers. You don't have to take exception with our teachings. We have no exceptions. If you are a true voice for God, Lindsay Williams doesn't have anything to pick at me about. If he does, then he is denying his own teachings according to his own Bible. The commandments are right there. And we can quarrel on points of doctrine. That's the only place that we can quarrel. And if he sanctions that which is against the laws of God, he knows it. He is responding to that which everyone responds, the teachings, the thought, the training, the telling you of the evil that will come. And yet, reason tells you
testing of purity alone for the protection of virtue. So be it, and heed well my words, for it will come to pass, and it will come to pass in your time upon this place. You are dwelling in the beginnings of the final age of Kali. And let us look at another view from the mountain and remember what he said, my son, as he gave forth the truth of it. And he spoke unto the people who would listen unto the words of that truth. But then, as now, few listened, and fewer heeded his speech. But he said, take heed that no one lead you astray. Many will come in my name, saying, I am he, and will lead many, many astray. And you will hear of wars and rumors of wars. But don't be alarmed, for these must take place. But the end is not yet. For nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there will be famine and earthquakes and pestilences in various places, and there will be terrors and great signs from heaven. But before all this and all during it, they will lay their hands on you and persecute you and put you to death for my name's sake. And then many will fall away and betray one another and hate one another. Even you will be delivered up by parents and brothers and kinsmen and friends. This will be a time for you to bear testimony, and the word must first be taught to all nations. And many false prophets will arise and lead the many astray. And because wickedness is multiplied, most men's love will grow cold. But he who endures to the end will be saved. But when you see the desolating sacrilege set up where it ought not to be, then flee. Flee to the mountains, for these are days of vengeance, to fulfill all that is written. Alas for those who are with child, and for those who give suck in those days, for great distress shall be upon the earth. There will be such tribulation as has not been from the beginning of the creation, which God created until now, and never will be. And if the Lord had not shortened the days, no living thing would be saved. But for the sake of the elect, those days will be shortened. For false Christs and false prophets will arise and show signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, even you of the elect. Do not believe them. For as the lightning comes from the east and shines as far as the west, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. And there will be signs in the sun and moon and in the stars. The sun will be darkened, and the moon will not give its light. And the stars will be falling from heaven, and upon the earth distress of nations in perplexity at the roaring of the sea and the waves, men fainting with fear and with foreboding of what is coming on the world. For the powers of the heaven shall be shaken. And then they will see the sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then all the tribes of the earth will mourn. And they will see the Son of Man coming in a cloud with power and with great glory. And he will send out the angels. And he will gather his elect from the four winds and from the ends of the earth to the ends of heaven. Now when these things began to take place, look up and raise your heads, because your redemption is drawing near. When you see these things taking place, you know that the kingdom of God is near. Look up and listen. Hear and see. Know that the kingdom of God is near. Truly, I say to you, this generation which sees these signs will not pass away till all has taken place. And you, dear ones, are that generation. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words shall not pass away. But take heed to yourselves, lest your hearts be weighed down with dissipation and drunkenness and the cares of this life. And that day comes upon you suddenly like a snare. For it will come upon all who dwell upon the face of the whole earth. All will pass through this. But keep watch at all times, praying that you may have strength to escape all these things that will take place. For if you ask for this strength, so shall it be given. And then ye must ask to stand before the Son of Man. For ye will stand before the Son of Man for evaluation. As were the days of Noah, so will be the coming of the Son of Man. For as in those days before the flood, they were eating and drinking, they were marrying and giving in marriage, right until the day when Noah entered the ark. And they did not know until the flood came and swept them away. So will be the coming of the Son of Man. Watch therefore, for you do not know on what day your Lord is coming. For the Son of Man is coming at an hour you do not expect. Dharma, we're going to look at these prophecies very carefully as we move along, that man might have his perspective focused on the truth of it. It is only in the eating that the pudding can be tested. And we will have to bring this now to a close, just as Atan closed off that portion. And he said unto Dharma that day, you will go now, little sparrow, for we still have great work to do before you can take of your time in vacation and recreation. 'Tis for this you have come. You and my beloved and faithful company of daring bringers of light and truth unto mankind. Yes, you shall be given the strength and persistence of that fourth virtue. Wawa Santanka, fortitude. Little Chilas, for it is your mission, and so be it. And I hold you close within my wings of sunlight. For I am that ye might be. May the blessings of the words rest gently about you as a cloak which I offer unto you for your shielding. Ye are blessed. Ye are blessed. Adonai, come walk with me. Take my hand. Put your hand in the hands of the one who has come before and knows the way. For the hosts are sent in preparation against that day, and ye of the crew who serve with him shall not perish, but have everlasting life in that which is.
Do we have a list of the projects? Anyone at the break, would someone see if you can get them? I'm sorry to make you sit through all of that. Every now and then you ones need to catch up in what you are about. You can catch up on the Illuminati ad nauseum. We wrote about it ad nauseum yesterday. And you can catch up on these other things. But you need to know, as we move into actually what are the final stages of this time of Kali or chaos, where the confusion will just become more and more oppressive to you. It's time that we lift our eyes onto the mountains from whence cometh our answers. We have building to do. We have great and wondrous things to accomplish. There's going to be a remnant make it through, and it's going to be radiant, and it's going to be glorious, and it's going to be exciting. It means that you have to listen every now and then while ones are brought up into some kind of balance. You ones work such long hours without rest. I have to remind you that when you put your head to the pillow, you go to work. If parents didn't immediately drum these wondrous happenings out of the minds of their children, let them tell you what they did last night. Let them share with you what they did last night and see if any one of you can match it in reality. That's when we do our work, because that's who you are. You are not that body's reflection. You are that soul sent back as a volunteer, committed to a mission to this planet. And to your brothers. And those brothers are going to have to make their own conclusion and their own choices, but ours is already made. And losing is not among the options. So please, let us have a break, and when we come back, we'll talk of these things. Those of you who are too weary, we will not be offended if you choose to depart. I want ones to be comfortable. Just leave her alone, if you would, please. I need to allow her a little rest. Thank you. Maybe you'll keep tabs on the time, Oberly, and let's just take 15 or 20 minutes or so. Whatever's convenient and comfortable.
Commander, we're back on the air.
Very good. I don't know how we're ever going to get it arranged so that we can have enough time to visit. I guess we just keep going, and we keep going, and we keep going. And we work in what we can otherwise. I'm not here to try to fool you or give you great sensationalism. All of you know me well enough now to know, however, that I will not lie to you. And every time we meet, it seems it gets more and more and more serious, the things coming down on your place, hidden and yet right under your noses, organized chaos, two mutually exclusive terms, handled masterfully by the adversary and the elite cartels. Once, as you come into consideration of things that we say, anything from speaking on the subject of who and what is God, and projection of God, and manifestation into this play of experience, to who is major player in the elite cartel. Let's talk about FEMA just a second as an example. And I mention one who heads FEMA and no one's heard of him. Well, it doesn't matter. A man by the name of Wallace Speckney, nobody's heard of. But he's a direct, absolute direct public puppet of the puppet master Kissinger and Brzezinski. Does that tell you something? Not only do you have a situation of the politicians that you know being run by this group, but you have ones put into the slots where you don't even realize the power of the organization itself, much less having ever heard of the director. That is intentional so that it can be that the director is directed without any quarrel, coming right out of the very wasp nest itself. You have to realize again that Kissinger is the one who structured the visit of Gorbachev. Gorbachev hasn't changed, Soviet Union hasn't changed, and communism, as they practice it through the atheistic regime, has not changed. They plan to run the world. And it's all done through the movement called Zionism, because that more nearly fools all of you all of the time. If you would witness Pat Robertson on places like Larry King as he talks about the UPI and his probable buying of it, you have to read between those lines. Why is he on Larry King? Why is this being projected on Larry King? Why was it that the very mention or idea of running Ross Perot was thrust forth on Larry King? Ross Perot is a brother, friend, close like this with Rockefeller. He is a direct Rockefeller man. Does this mean that this man knows? It doesn't matter, and I don't want to get into replications, etc. Doesn't matter, do you see? What you see is what you get. And it doesn't matter whether they are programmed or not programmed. They fall into the trap of being the tools, so that the ones who get in are the most dangerous ones because they have the power. the idea of putting Gorbachev into the head of the United Nations keeps being mentioned as a way to pay him for his services unto this world by giving you all this wonderful peace. I haven't seen any of it. All I've seen is death and bloodshed and hunger and man against man and the downfall right down through the Illuminati guidelines, the protocols, as it infiltrated and became integrated with the Master Freemasonry movement. I repeat, does that mean the local Mason is a bad man? The local Mason hasn't the vaguest idea any more than you did. What's structured? What's set up? It's a game. It's a social club. But at those higher levels of experience, it's very, very real. You wonder why Bush would refuse our own offer. If he would come forth, we would bring him into safety. This was a meeting at Camp David, photographed and shown. And he refused. He could not believe that this coalition of which he was a part would actually do him in. He really was convinced he had that much power. This is one of the most staid representatives of the Skull and Bones Society of Yale, in which they literally, as part of the initiation, bring a cadaver into the room, and part of the initiation is to stab it, calling it Jesus the Christ. It is a ritual. They thought it funny, Prescott, to go off and steal the head, the skull of Geronimo. These are the kind of evil games and tricksters that run your world. Is George Bush an evil man? Yes. Does he understand his evilness? I can't answer that. I'm not God and I don't judge. I say he's evil. Why do I pronounce that piece of discernment? Because evil is any action, anything thrust against any other that pulls them from their direct path unto lighted God source. And this is a deliberate assault. Do I dislike one energy personality, George Bush? I love George Bush. More than that, this entity that represents him is going to do us a great favor. And I appreciate it. That doesn't mean that I honor him for that which he does. It means that I have no right to judge. But I do have right to discern. I not only have right to discern, I have obligation and responsibility to discern and judge actions. Now, at the break, George is here. I've asked him to share some things because you have to know that what is going on right now at Nellis Field outside Las Vegas and what is orchestrated and going on within the city is heinous. You don't have tanks over there for nothing. But you've got tanks now unloaded in many places. And they do expect an uprising in Las Vegas. You see, in your Los Angeles, those armored vehicles, I think you called them Hummers or Hummies or Humbies or something cute, are still around. You still have soldiers stationed there. They're getting ready to unload some aliens on you, and they've got them. They've got them at Nellis. They've even got some real genuine ones there. they have two there that just recently have shown quite a lot of improvement. You ones from 1987 will be glad to hear. There's a lot of negotiation going on because God will not compromise. And you will not be considered as hostage. If they wish to pursue the issue, we will intervene. This does not mean that we will intervene in the actions. We will intervene in your security. And when I say your, I am speaking to my people. You're going to end up having to be at alert. No wild parties. You need to be at your best. I cannot project how it will come out. You must be prepared to expect anything, any day. You can tell from the way the elections and the campaigns are going that an election in November has nothing to do with anything. This is almost enough to assure you, if you didn't know anything else, that there is some major, major occurrence expected between now and November. George has also said that one came up to him in Las Vegas at a break from MIT. And also confirmed the photon belt and its existence. And also said that it was a forbidden subject. I have to remind you about George Bush. He took all of those oaths. And when you move into the Illuminati, of which the Skull and Bones is a major United States fragment, the oath is taken amongst the brothers in the order. And if one discloses the secrets within that order, he is marked for death. And a brother will do it. You think I speak silliness? I sound like I'm on a satanic kick? No. It's happened in Rome. It's happened under a bridge in London. You're a dead man. By the time you get to those levels of power where you can make a difference in the way the world comes under control, you're going to keep your mouth shut. It's perfectly fine to lie. You can watch it in any congressional hearing. They evade answering every way they can because that is a mark of the adversary. This is a clue. In truth, one's answer. If you ask me, am I of the light, I immediately say yes. And then we talk. Ask George Bush. He'll give you 13 hours. And then he'll say, of course I am. No. Not so. And it's up to you. And the game gets more and more cleverly played. Well, we have a lot to do, a lot of ground to be covered, and it requires that you ones have a great deal of faith also in what will be unfolded. You cannot wait to have You have to make plans, and once you have made plans, you will bring them to fruition. That's the guarantee. That's the promise. But if you wait and you make no plans and you can't even consider the possibilities until there is everything you perceive you need, you're not going to make it. For years, Oberle's had a list. We updated it without even knowing a flipping thing about anybody called Hatton. These ones ended up out here, still shaking their head. What in the world happened to me? That's going to be repeated for all of you. Why are you here? And it becomes as far-fetched as anything you can dream in your wildest imaginations. Spacemen? God? God right here with little old me? I have a purpose? Well, why not you? Who else are you going to dump it on? Haven't you dumped enough on your children?
We're ready for tape number four.
I think it's Bosnia-Herzegovina or something like that. I'm sorry for you children having to learn all this. Not only, you know, is it hard to pronounce, it's absolutely stupid. But what a time to live. What a time to live. We're going to need to move a little more rapidly even than I had hoped to get some separation here and maybe be able to get some other operations going in Nevada. It would be nice to do it while there still is a Nevada, wouldn't there? But you see, they don't want to wipe out yet. They're building up and building up. And they were really afraid of great, great upheaval. You can't believe what they will go to arrange to botch any kind of valid patriot truth coming out. It's not an accident that you would have this kind of a concert in the city at the same time you had this particular roster of speakers. You have to face the fact that they put Perot into the running to disallow any possibility of Greitz becoming president. That's how far they will go. It doesn't seem to you that they would be even considering these things. That why little old you? Why little old Bo? Because you are their death. Because you've uncovered their lies. And they also know that they have no other approach to you. As long as you ask for protection, you will get it, and they will not tamper with you. You have to understand, however, that what you may feel about Joe next to you, be it husband, lover, friend, stranger, there will be many transitions taking place, and what you think about it has nothing to do with it. You don't know the contract or the commitment of anyone else. Because most often that one consciously doesn't know his own commitment. Or you would spoil the play. So you're going to have to go through these next days, sometimes not understanding at all why a thing would be. And allowing it to unfold in its rightful way, knowing that there is a purpose and the sorting is going on and the choices are being made, and we cannot and will not utilize coercion or force. We can only offer. So some things need to be prodded along. That means I have to continue my own work and my own silent arranging, if you will. Because everything that we do has to make its way through the mud and the mire on your place. Because, for instance, if I just showered down on you $1 billion, wouldn't that be neat? Forget it. It would not be neat. You would be closed down instantly. Everything has to be arranged to come in a logical, reasonable order that can be dealt with and can be handled from this end through logical business reasoning resource. You have to have a project in response to the allowance of the flow. So there's lots of work to be done. We work into the night. And I believe that for the reaping of the benefits that will come from all of this, all ones are willing to do that. I have no complaints, not even from Dorma for very long. She'll say, well, how about an hour? Well, how about an hour tomorrow? You know, it's like the diet, tomorrow is fine. But guess what? Around here, Tuesday morning is tomorrow. So the piper is always there waiting for his payment. And just always reminding, just nudging. And I want you to enjoy what you're doing. And I believe that you will be able to see, as we talk about some of these projects in a minute, that most of them can be duplicated in a very business way, pull the focus off of the place where we must work, and we'll all live happily ever after. How about that? The divine plan is a great plan. And the nice part of it is we always are on the winning side, even when the odds are against us. And if we hold that goal, there's never a question about it. And this is why you will find that the children are restless. They know it. And they're having to wait while all of you wake up. And some ones came and had to precipitate the awakening of even the ones of you who now see. So we honor all. We honor all. We honor our deadliest enemy because he makes us shrewd. He requires we know what we're doing. And every now and then you get the feeling because you can see it at work. And you can see the pieces beginning to fit together from the years that you didn't understand what it was you must be doing. And it comes in the most unlikely presentation. Well, one more time of having to struggle through another couple of days. Say to get Lee, who's 80 years old, up here from Alabama. Oh, that is a trial. That is a testing. And you don't know how many people are touched by that. Not to mention that little soul, abused and forgotten. God doesn't forget. He responds. George, share with us, please. Let's hear what went on at the meeting, and let's kind of have a meeting here. Get the.
Thank you, Commander. Got it. At the meeting we had, according to the information we had, about 3,000 people that went through the procession. We were against another group that had 90,000. Next time we'll get the 90. They can have the 3. Some of the things that we observed, everybody within that came to the meeting, the Patriot group, were all aware in some way, coming from different directions, coming back to the same source, though, that we all have to unite and work together regardless what happened. The television in Las Vegas was kind of interesting because they had two gangs that were supposed to be on TV from the east side and the west side of town talking about the war, the gang wars that are going to occur or have been occurring in Las Vegas. The other thing, we looked out the hotel window and there was 13 flat cars of tanks on them. This morning they've unloaded them. They're sitting in the field right in the middle of town, just about a block away from the Main Street Hotel where we were. You saw them. The people...
Do they have markings on them?
No, there are no markings whatsoever. They're all camouflage.
Isn't that interesting? You don't even know whose tanks they are, do you?
No, but we had another man from the National Guard. He said, did you notice that the stars are no longer on the license plate? It's an upside-down V. And he said, what does that mean? I don't know, but just that was something that they brought up. Everybody was concerned because they feel something in the air. And, of course...
They're not your tanks.
What? Oh, yeah, and of course, our detour this morning, we were on the way to come back here, and they stopped I-15, and there was 26 miles of cars, according to what they said. Two trucks had overturned, supposedly, with toxic waste of some kind on the highways. So we made a detour down to Needless, Arizona, or Needles.
Did you have a warm ride?
It was a long, 102 degrees down there, just so you know. It's very hot. And it was going to be over a little bit more. It was just a continuous trip. It's been a long day, at any rate. But the mood of everybody and the support we had was real encouraging. Some people, like Lindsay Williams, was not quite ready for our ETs, but he said he's a Baptist minister. But he was willing to reread his book again, he says. He's really kind of frustrated with what was said. Anyway, we did have... there are people here that did attend the meeting, and I think that we did have a good audience, and we wish to thank you that did attend and come over and help us.
Get her near a microphone, and that's it. The rest of us can go.
Now we fight over it, but gently. Lindsay Williams, was the moderator, the introducer of all the presenters, he's a wonderful man. I really admire him and his work. And I don't even hold it against him that he's a Baptist minister. He's just a delightful person. And anyway, he said, we were the very first ones on the very first day at 1:30. And that's kind of the worst slot because we were the new guys on the block. Everybody else has spoken. Well, that whole place was filled. There were 600 chairs for the first day, which he said was a record for them. They've done this, he's done it for 4 years. That's four of those seminars per year. And this is the first time that they filled it up the first time. So we did have a lot of support the first day. So that was nice. And
actually, the comment was that we kind of set the tone for the rest of the seminar.
Well, it's hard. Remember, these people have been searching and searching for truth, too. And they have found it. It is only just a little bit colored, a little bit off of its right path. You know, when we talk about rapture, we have to understand something, that basically a liftoff into spacecraft or wherever is fundamentally the same meaning. It's going off into security. And you're talking about a Christ who says, except by me or through me shall ye come into the kingdom of my Father. Absolutely right on. The only place, and you see, the adversary has to give you some erroneous information, but he gives you a lot of good information. And how would these ones who are so filled with this wonderful Spirit of God react to this confusing information? They're going to come into some kind of balance with it, just as they'll interpret, just as any minister gets up to speak. He is going to read you a verse, and then he's going to speak on that probably for the next hour. Well, depending on how long his television program is. But you're going to find that a lot of these ones that would have been denouncing extraterrestrials. We've made contact with them. Don't kid yourself. We've made contact with them. And they're going to one morning wake up and say, oh my God, that's what that was. And as truth is unfolded and they can have time to look at it reasonably, they're not going to find any exception. Let us take Ed Cleary, for instance, having been 35 years a priest. Or Larry, having taught ministers. You don't have to take exception with our teachings. We have no exceptions. If you are a true voice for God, Lindsay Williams doesn't have anything to pick at me about. If he does, then he is denying his own teachings according to his own Bible. The commandments are right there. And we can quarrel on points of doctrine. That's the only place that we can quarrel. And if he sanctions that which is against the laws of God, he knows it. He is responding to that which everyone responds, the teachings, the thought, the training, the telling you of the evil that will come. And yet, reason tells you